Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Kanaya, Community Health Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. Thank you for joining me today. On today's show, I have a returning guest. I have Erica Thaxton. Good morning, Erica.
Good morning. How are you, Carol?
Good. And how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks.
For those of you that may not know, Erica is a medical advocate for Victims Intervention Program, or VIP for short, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
So now, how long have you been with VIP?
I actually started with VIP as a volunteer in 2016, 2017, and I continued that up until 2021 when I came on as a full-time staff member.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Yes.
It goes by quick.
It really does go by quick. And I know you really love what you do to help individuals out there in our community, don't you?
I do. I like to... I'm not someone that can sit at a desk all day.
Mm-hmm.
So I really like being out in the community and interacting with people, and that's what makes me happy.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I invited you on the show today because next month, April, is Sexual Assault Awareness and Prevention Month. And VIP provides so many services, you know. Last year, I think it was Debbie that was on the show that we talked about domestic violence. We've talked about teen dating. So, you know, here we're talking about sexual assault, another service that you provide or help for individuals, correct?
Yeah. So VIP, we're a nonprofit out of both Wayne and Pike counties. We actually provide services, honestly, to victims of crime, specifically domestic violence, sexual assault, and human trafficking. But there's so much more of a broad spectrum. So really, victims of trauma and crime, to the victims themselves, we provide the same services to their family members or people that are indirectly affected or collaterally affected with no other relationship. Things like counseling services, court advocacy, emergency shelter. Myself as a medical advocate do a lot of trainings and education with different members of the healthcare team and bringing those trauma-informed services to their patients.
Mm-hmm. Right. Like you work directly with Wayne Memorial Hospital, VIP does, right? And provide training for our staff.
I most certainly do. We have a very good and strong professional mm-hmm. relationship with Wayne Memorial Health System as a whole. But yes, I do all the trainings for their new employees and more so with their nurses.
Right, right. And all the services that VIP does provide is free, correct? And confidential. That's what we always like to talk about is confidentiality, correct?
Yes, all of our services are free and confidential. And again, that applies to the victims themselves, their family members, and people with no direct relation.
Mm-hmm. Which is awesome. Is there a phone number? So say if someone's only listening for a couple of minutes and they may know someone or even themselves that they need to talk to someone, can they call or what number would they call?
Yeah, so the number is 570-253-4401. That is our office number in Wayne during the day. After hours, that gets turned over to our 24-hour crisis line where there's always a staff member or trained volunteer to take the calls after that.
Mm-hmm.
That is also our new text line as well. So
oh.
I am so happy that we got the text line and the phone number all together at one number. It makes it so much more convenient and easy for people to remember.
See, I always love doing these shows because I learn something new.
Yep.
Oh, that's really great. That's great to hear. Another, you know, so you do, like you talked about, many trainings and education as well as provide the services that we talked about. You do have something coming up called the Medical Advocacy Conference, correct?
Yep.
And this is just another way to help educate our health professionals out there. So if anyone's out there listening that, and Erica's going to talk more about that, that may be interested in this program, it's Thursday, April 18th. So you can tell our listeners a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so this is our second annual Medical Advocacy Conference. I put this on along with my counterpart from Women's Resource Center in Lackawanna and Susquehanna County. And it is a chance for anybody that's involved in healthcare services to come and not only network, but to really learn. We have speakers and presentations throughout the day. It goes from 9 a.m. to 3:30, and it's at Marywood University. We also, you know, our theme this year is practice, partnership, and prevention, using a health equity approach to address domestic violence, sexual assault, and human trafficking, because we've come so far as a society and culture, and yet it's sad that not everybody always experiences the same level of care, regardless of where they are. So it's a chance for you to come and learn and to be in networking with like-minded individuals. And on top of it, we're able to give CEU credits to Pennsylvania educators, social workers, EMS, and various members of the medical care team, such as nurses, doctors, medical assistants. So that's always a great added bonus as well.
Right, right. And again, as much as you advertise this, sometimes some people miss it. So it's a great opportunity to talk about that today.
Yeah. And on our social media or our website, that information can be found. We do recommend that you pre-register. However, it's not required. You can still walk in that day. And another nice thing about it is students. So any allied health students in the high school or college level, they are 100% free to attend.
Oh, that's really nice for students, right?
Yep.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you've, you know, advertised and given that information out there.
Yep, yeah. Definitely have. And I'm really looking forward to it this year. So far, we opened up the pre-registration a few weeks ago, and so far we've received a really good number, and I'm looking forward to it.
Right, right. And again, I think it is so important to provide that education, to provide that information, and again, that everyone is kind of on the same page and understands the needs of these individuals and also how to help them.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
Which
absolutely
is so important. Again, I believe so much in VIP and what your mission is and all your services. And I know you have a fun event coming up for the flower sale that people may participate, because people may be listening. What can I do to help VIP, right?
Right. So our flower sale, this is, again, an annual thing. We also do one in the fall, but this one specifically, let me tell you, if you are not good with plants or flowers, such as myself, you cannot kill these 10-inch ivy geranium baskets. I get them every year. I get 3 or 4 of them. They're a hanging basket. But we are taking orders through the 17th of April, and then the delivery will be on May 2nd. We're really trying to do our orders and stuff all online this year. So again, you can find that information on our website or on our social media, but really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I know. We participate, you know, as a hospital. We send it out to our department. I know I get my geraniums every year.
Yeah, you can't kill them.
You really can. I mean, they last all summer long.
They really do.
I mean, you do have to give them water, but yes.
Yes, but even if you are somebody like myself who forgets for a few days in a row, I'm telling you, they're amazing. They're great plants.
Right, right. And again, you know, and there's other opportunities out there. If you can't, you know, afford to buy flowers, or if you're not really a flower person, there's something coming up on April 24th called Take Back the Night, correct?
Yes, and that begins at 5:30 at the Cooperage. That is a night all about sexual assault survivors and awareness. So guest speakers, we have survivor testimonies, as well as different awareness displays to really come and get an idea of what all's going on in the world of sexual assault victimization. That event is completely free. And this year, it also happens to fall on the same day as Denim Day. Denim Day has been recognized on a global level. In Italy in 1992, there was a sexual assault that took place, and the perpetrator was tried and convicted. But the conviction was overturned a few years later by the Supreme Court or Italian Parliament, because they said the victim's jeans that she was wearing were tight, and therefore she would have had to help remove them, which is implied consent. And the following day, the women within Italian Parliament all came into work wearing jeans. And it has since been recognized every single year as Denim Day. So we encourage everybody and anybody to wear their denim, not only to take back the night event, but just during that day. Mm-hmm. And feel free to send us photos of your business or organization or just friends. And we'll go ahead and make sure that we put them on social media and really come together as a community.
Right, right. And that's the thing. You know, you don't necessarily have to have known someone that has been sexually assaulted or even experienced yourself, but just to support our community overall.
That's right. You never know what someone else is going through.
Right, right. And I've heard, I really, it's on my calendar this year. For some reason, something comes up, but this year I have nothing scheduled. And I do want to, you know, participate in this evening because your guest speakers, I've heard, just you know, tell their stories and... Yep. It is just so moving.
Yep. And this year, as one of the guest speakers, we actually have a SANE nurse from the Way Memorial Hospital that's going to be there talking about, you know, the actual exam itself and a little bit, which we've never had before. So that's exciting.
Oh, wow. That's really exciting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely want to be there.
Yes. So, we look forward to having you.
Yes. Yes. And you do many other events during the year. Do you have any other ones that are coming up after April?
We do. We have events that can always be found on our website and social media because we do various things. However, I can tell you that June 19th, we'll be having our second annual golf tournament. We are always looking for individual or team golfers, as well as their sponsorship opportunities available this year. So that's always a big thing that we have started doing at the Honesdale Golf Club. Mm-hmm. So that's it'll be a great day. Dinner comes with it, so.
Always get people to come out with food, right?
That's right. Yes. It's the one thing that brings everyone together.
Yes, yes. And then, of course, you know, I'm sure I will probably have someone else from VIP, hopefully, during the year, too, because, you know, we always had that glow run in, I think it was September.
Yes. Right? Yep. Or October. And we're actually, this year, we're also going to be doing some sort of kickball tournament in this summer as well. With, I think it was kickball and knockout, so not quite sure when that is yet, but stay tuned. We're going to be getting it scheduled.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Get some physical activity, which I think everybody could probably use more of, myself included.
Well, you know, this has been a tough winter. It really has. I mean, we've just not had the best weather. The sun has not shone a lot this
No, it's been so gray.
Yes, yes.
And even now, you know, we get those few glimpses of beautiful days, not even the warm ones, but just beautiful, sunny, and temperature controlled type day. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then you have these days where it is just freezing again. Yes, so winter's hanging on.
it certainly is. So, okay, you talked about your website. What is your website address?
www.vipempowers.org.
Okay, and your Facebook page?
VIP.
Okay, and what's the phone number again?
Yep. 570-253-4401.
Okay. And again, services that you provide to our community for free, and you do Wayne and Pike County, correct?
Yes. Yeah. Everything that we provide here in Wayne, we also do out of Pike County. And if you are listening and you live without outside of those two counties, I urge you to look online because every single county has a different victim service provider. Mm-hmm. You can find that information on PCADV's website as well as PCAR, but you can honestly Google it with your county. And if worse comes to worse, I still urge you to give us a call and we are happy to connect you with the program that's where you live.
Right. And that's so important. People should never feel alone, right? That there's someone always out there for them and to provide them with that support, which is so important.
Yeah, I always say, you know, you're only alone if you want to be.
Right.
But
right.
If you are going through something, there are people that care and want to help.
And, you know, I truly believe VIP is definitely there for our community, for helping.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. I really appreciate you being on the show today, Erica.
Yes, thank you for having me. It's always good to see you.
You're welcome. Again, this is Carol Knier, Community Health Manager for Way Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for listening and have a great day.